Hey, good morning, guys. Our session today is extremely important to me. In fact, I think it's one of the most vital aspects of a human being. And so today, we're going to be talking a little bit about personal integrity and what that looks like. So let me ask you, and we're going to be doing some discussion as far as personal integrity. Let me ask you guys some questions. When you think of personal integrity, what do you think of? Anybody?
Honesty.
Honesty with yourself. Okay, what else? The what?
The way you uphold yourself.
The way you uphold yourself. What does that mean?
Like the way you're perceived to other people.
Okay.
How you perceive yourself.
Okay, how many of you have had somebody lie to you? You've had somebody lie to you. Do you think that's a problem with integrity? Okay, when somebody lied to you, how did that affect you? Wait, right back here. What? Okay, it made you certainly doubt the things that they said in the future. Did that impact, when that person spoke to you or when you heard that person's name, what'd you think about? You thought, hey, this is, you're a liar. We had a president of the United States that looked in the camera and said, I did not have sex with that woman, that Monica Lewinsky. So, you know what? Hey, guys, I was around. I cognitively remember that moment. And you know what? I believed him. I did. I believed him. In fact, I defended him. You know, people are like, oh, man, he's lying through his teeth. No. I mean, man, did you see his eyes? Did you see the way he looked? I mean, this guy, he's telling the truth. And this Monica Lewinsky, man, she's just trying to get ahead. She's trying to get fame and stuff like that. No, the president of the United States would not lie like that. He lied. And so every time I hear President Bill Clinton, you know what I think?
Liar.
You know, Proverbs says a good name is extremely important. It's vital. And so when somebody lies to you, that might be a lack of integrity. When I was in Russia in 1992, I was walking in this school building, and there was this board up there. In fact, it's going to be in your questions. There was this motto up there, and I could tell it was a motto. And listen carefully. I asked the translator, I said, what does that say? And the translator, just in passing, said, oh, this is something that the children here are taught. You know, it's one of like the Ten Commandments. And I said, well, what does it say? Listen to what it says. The sign said, a person of integrity lies only when absolutely necessary. Think about that. I'm going to repeat it. The sign said, a person of integrity lies only when absolutely necessary. What do you think about that? Okay. Hey, but guys, don't we do that all the time? I mean, we might not have signs around. We might not have signs around, but that's the way we live a lot of times. Look, when you get in a crunch, I can't tell you how many students that I've dealt with, when it comes right down to it, we have a tendency to lie or cheat. We've had students already this semester who have plagiarized. They've taken somebody else's material and claimed it as their own. Is that a problem? Is that a personal integrity issue? Okay, some of you are nodding. Some of you are like, is it? Well, see, then why did they do it? A few years ago, we had six students who cheated. Six students who all cheated. And they got, and we called them in, and they all lied about it because if they told the truth, they thought they might get kicked out of DCC. And so you had to weigh that. And so they were thinking, okay, if we all lie, and we all stick together with this lie, then we won't get kicked out of DCC for cheating. So, were those guys men of integrity or not? How many of you think they are men of integrity? Raise your hand. Okay. Why would you think that they would be men of integrity? Sean is sinking deeper down. I'm just asking. So, none of you said that they would be men of integrity. Why not? Anybody? Why not? Okay, they cheated. Okay, they didn't own up to what they had done. Not only did they cheat, but they lied, right? So the question here is, are you a person of integrity, and what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean that you lie only when absolutely necessary, or does that mean that, you know, that you are a person of integrity? What does that integrity mean? Okay. So we're going to take a look at some things here, and I want you to discuss. So, get in groups of probably four or five. Marquise, could you get in groups of three or four or five? Really, and it doesn't have to be with friends. You're going to be discussing some stuff. Would you guys help hand these out real quick?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. There's discussion questions on front and back. Wait. Hey, and I'm as soon as you get these papers, and we need to do this quickly, as soon as you guys get these papers, I want you to look on the front side. It says illuminate personal integrity. Okay. And I'm going to read through these statements with you. Okay? I'm going to read through these statements with you. And then, guys, you can take a look at each one as you discuss them. Okay? So if there's any questions, we'll do it. All right? Listen up. Okay, the first statement. And what you're going to do is discuss, do you agree with the statements? Do you agree with what they did or didn't do? Do you think it affects personal integrity? Those are the questions from each of these statements. The first statement says this, right? Listen up. Babe Ruth was offered, you guys don't know who Babe Ruth was, right? He was a great baseball player, the great Bambino, if you've watched Sandlot. Babe Ruth was offered a good sum if he would allow himself to be photographed with a bottle of beer in his hand. The brewer wanted the picture for advertising purposes. It is said that Babe Ruth replied, "No, I have autographed too many baseballs of boys of America to think of helping advertise the sale of beer. Many of these boys regard me as a hero, and I'll not do anything to lessen their esteem of me." Do you think that has something to do with personal integrity? All right, the second one. In one of his books, Samuel Smiles tells of the terrible temptation that once came to the state of Illinois. America was passing through great financial depression. Governments were faced with financial panic. The rich state of Pennsylvania set the example of repudiating its debts. In other words, they said, we're not paying any of our debts. Illinois, then a poor state, felt that with such a lead, it was justified in following suit. When Stephen Douglas heard it, he resolved, though very ill, to oppose it with all his might. He was carried to his place in the legislature on a stretcher. Lying on his back, he moved the historic resolution that Illinois be honest. The motion touched the deepest sentiment of every member. It was adopted with enthusiasm. It dealt a death blow to the system of repudiation, and Illinois became one of the most prosperous states of America. What that means is that they said, hey, we are presenting legislature that we are going to just not pay our debts. Hey, did you guys know that after 4 years in the state of Texas, Texas is a really debtor-friendly. Do you know after 4 years of not paying your debt in Texas, they will write it off? No, it used to be 7. Now it's 4. Hey, think about that. If you rack up a bunch of debt and you can hold off debtors, if you could hold them off for 4 years, they will write off your debt. So if you do that, are you a person of integrity? And see, some of us are like, sweet man, I could be done with my debt. Now, okay, I'm not talking about what it'll do to your credit, but how much is your personal integrity worth? Okay, next statement. The measure of a man's real character, this is Macaulay, is what he would do if he knew he would never be found out. If you knew, you would not be caught. How does that impact your personal integrity? Hey, I was at the Air Force Academy summer before last, and on the wall, hey, here's what's written on the wall. Air Force Academy is not a Christian college or university at all, okay? But here's what's written on the wall. When they are all marching out, they all have to march out, and they all have to look out. I mean, if you've ever been there during the time when they all parade out, it's pretty impressive in Colorado Springs. And the Air Force Academy itself is pretty impressive. But they all march the same way. And I asked somebody who was leading us in the tour, I said, why do they march them all in the same way? And they are all told to do the same thing. They all march out of this huge square, and they have to look up, and they have to read this motto, the honor code. It says, I will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor will I tolerate anyone who does. What do you think? Okay, you're going to talk about that. Down in Jackson, Mississippi, 3 boys arrived in school late. It was as late as 10 a.m. They had been fishing. For their excuse, they stated that they were delayed because of a flat tire. The teacher decided to give them a test immediately, so she had them seated apart from one another. She said, this test will only have one question, and I will give you 30 seconds to put down your answer. The question was, which tire? The teacher was pretty sharp. There is no question as to the result of the test. The boys were shown to be liars. Margaret Fielty, a director of adult education in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, in recalling various cases with which she has dealt, tells of a man who came to her admitting that even his wife didn't know he couldn't read. For 11 years, he had been holding a newspaper for an hour every night pretending to read it. Finally, he just couldn't stand it anymore. Was that a problem with personal integrity? And there's the quote I gave you earlier, President Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman, that Monica Lewinsky. Okay? Is that a matter of integrity? And here's the other one, the Communist Ten Commandment. A man of integrity lies only when absolutely necessary. How does that impact personal integrity? And then this one is an anonymous quote. It says, you can easily judge the character of people by how they treat those who can do nothing for them. Is that a matter of personal integrity, how you treat other people or not? And then conscience, the inner voice that warns us that someone may be looking. Do you agree or disagree with that statement? What do you think? And then, once you get through those, guys, I want you to take a look at question number 2. How does it affect you when someone lacks personal integrity? And then 3, I just asked that question, how would you define personal integrity? Okay, so take a look at those questions, those three questions. I'm going to give you probably about 10 to 15 minutes to walk through those statements. What do you think about those statements? Do you agree, disagree? How do you think they impact your personal integrity? And then the other two questions. Okay, you got it? Go.
Like the wife. Testament.
Okay, are you guys done? Are you done? All right. Yeah, but I don't want people to... Hey, guys. All right, so let's talk about this for a second. Okay, let's take a look at the first quote. Babe Ruth was offered a good sum if he would allow himself to be photographed with a bottle of beer in his hand. The brewer wanted the picture for advertising purposes. It is said that Babe Ruth said, "No, I have autographed too many baseballs of boys of America to think of helping advertise the sale of beer. Many of these boys regard me as a hero, and I'll not do anything to lessen their esteem of me." What do you think? Is that a man of integrity or not? Okay, so would you agree with that? I was talking to Stoney back here. Let's say somebody offered you $1 million. All you got to do, see, okay, so what value is integrity? Yeah, okay, so Stoney, not compromise on what? Look, how much will you compromise, and what is your integrity worth? You know, what's your personal integrity worth? Your soul, priceless? Is it really? You know, there are situations, guys, where we find ourselves in that we sell our integrity. Listen to me. You sell your integrity. You know, a young woman sells her integrity for love for a boyfriend. Men sell their integrity for a girlfriend. You know, we had a student last year who went to jail. He was with a girlfriend who was not on campus, and they were in a Walmart, and she said, "Hey, you know, I really need your help. Could you just hide these things in your coat?" It's a moment in time. What will you sell your integrity for? So, guys, what would you do? In a situation like that, what would you do? What? Tell her to get a job? Or you get a job and buy it. Yeah. Which one did you say? I didn't hear. Yeah. Hey, the guy did it. They walked out. A cop was standing there. They both got caught. So, hey, same person. Later on, the girl called him, and he went, and he stole. He said borrowed without asking. He borrowed a guy's car. Drove all the way over to get the girlfriend, borrowed her his roommate's credit card, used it. It wasn't a big deal, he said. You know, he just didn't ask for it. And then when the guy said, "Hey, how come all the gas in my car is gone?" He said, "Man, I don't know." So, is he a man of integrity or not? Now, when I question him, about his personal integrity, he immediately got really ticked off. He was, you know, I said, man, I'm not sure about your personal integrity. You know, this situation, this girlfriend has compromised your personal integrity. He stands up, says, F you. You can't judge my integrity. So, what do you think? Man of integrity or not? No. You know, why? Why would that student not be a man of integrity? Because he lied. He stole. He rationalized. He wasn't in reality a man of integrity. By the way, you know, the police came and got him. And he couldn't understand why the roommate was upset about him taking his car without his permission in the middle of the night, taking a credit card in the middle of the night. And he said, hey, man, I only used the gas and I only used $6. So what do you think? Is that a problem? What? Even if they were. Would you do that to a good friend? But would you tell your sister you did it later? Or would you lie about it? I mean, literally, in that situation last year, what happened was the parents of the young man, because this guy continually lied about it, they where he used the credit card, they actually had to use an investigator to come, and then the guy's picture was, you know, using the credit card. So, what do you think? At what price will you sell your integrity? You know, or will you? So, okay, second one. You know, let's talk about the Air Force cadets' honor code. I will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor will I tolerate anyone who does. What do you think? Is that integrity or not? Okay, it is. Do you think that's something that we ought to have here on a wall at DCC too? Okay. Okay, there's no grace in that. But, you know, if you do that, if you do any of those, guys, I think about it, if you lie or cheat or steal or tolerate those who do, what do you think? Yeah, GP. God's power back there. Let me ask you a question. Okay. So a brother, you know, goes out and a brother, a fellow student here, goes out, gets drunk, man, messes up big time and says, hey, man, you're my friend. Don't tell anybody. And you don't. Are you a man of integrity or not? What? It's not his business to tell on him? Okay. What? It's his business to take... to watch out for him? Okay, but what happens if somebody comes up? Let's talk about that. If somebody comes up and says, hey, did your fellow student do this? Yeah, okay. And what if he lies and you know the truth? Is that a matter of integrity? Guys, you get that? Integrity is extremely important. It's extremely important. And see, there in our society, there's a problem with understanding what integrity means. Understanding what integrity is. So, somebody have your Bible with you? Somebody have a Bible with you? Here, could I borrow that for just a second? Okay, let me share another quote. Okay, listen to this one. For this reason, therefore God gave them up in their lusts of their heart to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. For their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another. Men committed shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. Listen to this part. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a depraved or debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, listen, but give approval to those who practice them. So in other words, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about, God's power. If you don't stand up and say anything, then are you a man of integrity? Take a look at the back side of the page. We'll take a look at this. Matthew 22:16, they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know you are a man of integrity. Can they say that about you? Are you a man or woman of integrity? And how do you know? And that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are. That's pretty powerful. That's a person of integrity. Who's he talking about? Well, Jesus. That he's a man of integrity. And how is he a man of integrity? Because he is not swayed by men. He does not sell out. Philippians 2:15-16 says, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. Guys, even if you were not a Christian, look at some of the classical virtues. In other words, these are what Socrates, Plato, Aristotle said were men and women of integrity. Those people who had courage, those people who had faith, justice, prudence, temperance, love, and hope. Those were massive virtues in ancient Greek history. How about these quotes? Martin Luther King Jr. said, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. A man of integrity. I believe even though Martin Luther King Jr. had some problems in his life, overall he's a man of integrity. He took a stand for what is right. John Maxwell says, courage deals with principle, not perception. If you don't have the ability to see when to stand up and the conviction to do it, you'll never be an effective leader. Your dedication to potential must remain stronger than your desire to please others. So, what are you going to do? Tacitus, who's a Roman historian, said, the desire for safety, what price is your integrity? The desire for safety stands against every great and noble enterprise. Jim Mulatto says this, leadership is the expression of courage that compels people to do the right thing, to tell the truth. Billy Graham said, courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are stiffened. John Maxwell again says, a show of courage by any person encourages others, but a show of courage by a leader inspires. It makes people want to follow him. Look, if you are a person of integrity, if you are a person of integrity, people will follow you because they'll know who you are. Any of you guys see the last Captain America movie? Did you guys see that? Any of you? Man, I should have shown a scene. I'll tell you what. You watch that, watch Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Guys, I got to tell you, man, I cried in that movie. Because the movie was all about integrity. Captain America had people around him all saying, man, compromise, 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 and he just could not do it. And in the end, I don't know, spoiler alert, but in the end, man, there's a guy that has a gun to this controller's head, and he said, push the button or I will kill you. And the voice of Captain America comes over and says, you know me. You know I'm telling you the truth. And there's a scene where the guy has his hand hovered over the button and the guy has a gun to his head. And he said, if you don't push that button, I'm going to kill you. And the guy shakes and he says, no. I believe this man. Man, I cried and I thought, could we be that man and have that power, that influence over somebody else because we're known as a man or woman of integrity? Because you have the courage to stand for what is right. One of the best things that could be said for us. God's power, let's go back to you. One of the best things I could say about you is, oh, he is a strong man of integrity. And it all depends on how you live. Guys, this is your first year, first semester at DCC. You need to determine to be people of integrity. And then you will become major influences in this world. What is your integrity worth? Is it cheap? Or is it, as one of these guys said back here, is it priceless? A man or woman of integrity. Be a person of integrity. Okay? Hey, four of you, what'd you get out of this session? Let's make it five. Five of you, share what you got out of this session, and then you can go. Okay? So five of you. Which five? What'd you get out of this session today? Did you raise your hand? Oh, I thought he raised his hand. Yes.
What I got out of this is that people think that certain integrities is like, oh, well, this is integrity. Well, maybe it's not, but maybe like,
yeah, this is what I'm doing. Yeah, it's called compromise. Yeah, where we rationalize our behavior. Yeah, Stoney. Yeah. You got to remember that. Yeah. Did you raise your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't steal from someone.
Yeah, definitely don't steal. And don't do that in a Walmart, okay? They will snag you. And they will prosecute. Do what? Oh, no. Walmart will prosecute, trust me. The guy is looking at 3 to 10 years. Yeah. Yeah, did you hear what he said? Your integrity can be more than about yourself. Okay, and back here, last word. They don't compromise. And guys, you want to be around people of integrity. You want to be around people of integrity because you could trust them. You do not want to be around people who lack integrity, because if you do, they're going to pull you into some deep compromise of who you are. All right, thanks.